You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Hey, 我很不喜欢讲台湾来的、大陆来的，但是我跟你说哈，就在这个点上，从台湾来的真的输得心服口服。
And I really do not like to make the distinction for those who came from Taiwan and those from China, but be honest, those who come from China, they are really much better.
你们可以把死的讲成活的，真的很厉害。And
those things that are dead, somehow the way you describe it, it comes alive.
哇，那个恩赐啊，发飙啊，哇，真的很棒。And
your ability to just be so expressive, you're so good.
但是弟兄姊妹，我现在就是告诉你哈，你先不要被自己的天生的才干限制。
Brothers, I want to say, don't be limited by your natural talents.
同样的，你天生的才干如果很强的话，你要很小心。Similarly,
if you are very strong in your natural talents, be careful.
我很希望你被神用，但是 in the right way.
I desire that you would be used by God, but used in the right way.
要经过死而复活，经过更新的奉献。Through
death and resurrection, and through this sacrifice before God.
所以一个人，底下我没有时间回答这些问题。一个人可不可以有很多恩赐？当然可以。Can
someone have multiple gifts? Yes, of course.
你看保罗有多少恩赐？
Look at all the gifts that Paul possessed.
他讲哥林多教会口才恩赐都全备。
And when he talked about the Corinthian church, they're very eloquent in speech.
那个当然是指的教会。好，那第三个，这个他会被失去呢？
Thirdly, can you lose it?
我只能回答有可能哈。
And I can only say it is possible.
因为你看参孙，神的能力从他身上出去了。Yes,
when Samson is very obvious that the power of God was taken from him.
当那些先知偏离正路的时候，神就不再借他们说话。The
prophets have departed from the right path. God no longer spoke to them.
那就算那个 talents 还在，
and even if the talents still are there，
但是圣灵的膏油，神的祝福离开你。
But the anointing of God and the blessings of God have departed from you.
你剩下的是一个空壳子。
And what you have is but an empty shell.
狗碗装的纯净的橘子汁。
And this bowl that is used to feed the dog has the orange juice.
再好的橘子汁，别人不敢喝，因为器皿不干净。
No matter how great the orange juice, because the vessel is defiled, no one will use it to drink from it.
这个祝福不能够成为祝福了。
So the blessings are is no longer a blessing.
我们要很小心。
So we need to be cautious.
我们看到很多人失去了恩赐了。
We're seeing a lot of people that lost their gifts.
第四个。
Fourthly,
恩赐有大小轻重之分吗？
Are there any differences in the magnitude and the significance?
当然有。
Of course there is.
就跟身体每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Just like every member of the body has its function.
每一个功用都很重要。
Every function is important.
但是功用的确有大小之分。
But there is a significance, there is a difference between their functions.
我们上次说过头跟脚。
Oh, we gave an example, a clear example of your head and your foot.
对不对？ 圣经上哥林多前书12章明明讲的，头对脚说我不需要你，就不能不需要他。
And just as the scripture says, if the head that has no right to say to the foot that I have no need of you, then we don't have any need of it.
我说如果头跟脚要你去掉一个，你会去掉哪一个？
But yet I said, if you were to have to forego one of those members, which one would you let go?
我们当然去掉脚了嘛，留下头。
Of course you would keep your head and let go your feet.
那功用是有大小之分的。
So there is a difference in significance of the magnitude. Of course, but from Matthew chapter 25, we can see.
主耶稣讲5000两、2000两跟1000两。
And those with the 5,000, 2,000, and the 1,000 talents.
的确，好像恩赐有大小不同。
Yes, there are difference in the gifting.
但是你从主耶稣奖赏的原则跟他那个比喻的重点，就在于。 要我们注意，不是注意恩赐的大小，而是注意你在恩赐上有没有忠心的运用，有没有在主的面前忠心的交账。
So if you pay attention to this story that Jesus was telling, Jesus is not emphasizing the differences of the magnitude of the gifts, but the faithfulness in using these gifts.
它的确有大小之分，但是神的奖赏、主的奖赏不是根据大小，而是根据你有没有忠心的使用它。
Yes, there is difference in measure, but God's reward has everything to do with our faithfulness in using it.
最后怎么样？ 分别真假的属灵恩赐呢？
So how do we distinguish lastly the difference between real and fake spiritual gifts?
当然第一件事情根据圣经。
Foremost according to scripture.
那第二件事情
secondly,
保罗劝我们主耶稣劝我们要警醒祷告免得入了迷惑
Jesus says pray and watch lest you are tempted
因为在末后的时代有很多假先知、一些假基督都会出现的、
because in the end time there are many false prophets or false Christ that will come
所以我们要很警醒的祷告
so we need to be watchful and pray
要好好的读主的话
and we need to be diligent in reading God's word
你看很简单的一件事情
and something very simple
现在极端的灵恩派到处讲先知预言
the extremeCharismatics, they talk about prophecy.
这是我们最不放心甚至最反对的一件事情。
It's one thing that worries us, and that's the one thing that we reject.
先知怎么可以弄训练出来的？怎么可以学出来的呢？
How can a prophet be trained or can be taught?
怎么可以试验出来的呢？
How can it be tried to be a prophet?
所以我看到他们的讲义上说，就像你学骑脚踏车一样，刚开始会摔跤，没关系，摔几次以后就不摔了。
So these extreme messages that says, oh, it's just like riding a bike, you get up and you try a couple of times, you fall, after a while, you won't fall anymore.
你说圣经上怎么说？
What does the scripture say?
生命记十三章告诉我们，如果他所说的话没有应验，这就是假先知。
Deuteronomy chapter 13 says, if the words that he's spoken has not come to pass, then he's a false prophet.
哪里有说你可以试几次的呢？
There's no example of you could try a number of times.
当你说感动，你自己里面觉得神感动，说觉得这件事会成就，你不是站在先知的角度说，那就没有关系，因为你只是在学习嘛。
And if you stand in the position, if you feel that the Lord has moved you to say this, then you're learning, yes. You're not standing in the position of a prophet and proclaiming it.
我觉得 主感动我，主给我话，叫我要搬回到中国去。那你就顺服，这种东西不是站在先知的角度发预言。
And if you have the move of the Holy Spirit within you, then maybe you should move back to China. Yes, then obey and move back. But this is not standing in the position of a prophet and prophesying.
当你在这里说预言的时候，你没有应验，神就说我没有打发他，他是随着本心说预言。
And if you spoke something and you claim it as prophecy, and it does not come to pass, then God says, I have not sent such a person. He has spoken the prophecy in himself.
这个人是要除掉的。
And this man is to be done away with.
那第二件事情，在生命记到了第十八章呢，你告诉我们。
And Deuteronomy chapter 18, it tells us.
对不起，十三章是十八章才是讲必须应验。
Again, chapter 18 says that it must come to pass.
十八章二十节到二十二节，你们回家看。那现在《生命记》十三章第一到第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse.
这里是讲到，虽然他应验了，虽然他可以行神迹奇事。
And in this particular chapter, it says that even if it is fulfilled, even the miracles and wonders are done.
但是他的教导，他的带领是叫你离开神，违背神的律法，这样子的先知要剪除的。
But if his teachings is teaching you to depart from the Lord. That and against scripture, then such a prophet also needs to be done away.
他要你跟随他过于跟随主，他要你听他的胜于听圣经的，这是假先知啊。
If this person wants you to listen to him more so than scripture, or more so than God himself, then it's a false prophet.
就算他讲的应验了，就算他能行神迹奇事，都不可以，要除掉的。
Even what he said comes to pass, even what he said is wondrous, he needs to be.Removed and done away with.
你看圣经上讲的清清楚楚，但是今天就是有这么多人追求这些事情。
And the scripture is very clear concerning prophecy, but there are a lot of people who are pursuing.
另外一个是关于主第二次再来，就是有人在那里讲哪一天哪一年要来。
And secondly, there are those who will prophesy concerning the second coming of Christ, and there will be those who will say the Lord will return and such and such a date.
韩国、台湾、中国、美国，到处都有人在这里发这种预言。
In Korea, in Taiwan, in America.There are a number of people who are giving such prophecy.
圣经上明说那日子那时辰，没有人知道。
And the scriptures made it very clear that day and that time, no one knows.
如果有人告诉你什么时候要来，说不要相信，但是今天就是这么多人相信。
And the scripture says that if someone tells you such a day that the Lord will come, the scripture says, do not believe. Yet many are deceived today.
他们相信到一个地步，孕妇把孩子堕胎了，因为反正主要来了。
They believe it to the point where mothers would abort their child because the Lord would come back.
他们卖掉这个。辞掉工作，搬到山里面去迎接主再来。
And they would quit their jobs, sell everything, go up in the mountains, and wait for the Lord's return.
为什么不回到圣经呢
？Why don't we come back to the scripture?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要回到主的话里。
So brothers, we need to come back to scripture.
然后借着警醒祷告，让圣灵来保护我们。
And being watchful unto prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to protect us.
然后活在教会里面，接受身体的保护。
And to live in the church under the protection of the body.
你看我光回答问题，我底下道都没空讲，我现在开始讲道。
And now I'm going to begin. begin the message, I'll only spend the time to answer the questions.
在这里讲怎么样子发掘认识自己的恩赐呢？
And we say, how do we explore, discover our spiritual gifts?
第一件事情，你要先切慕属灵的恩赐。
And first foremost, you must desire spiritual gifts.
尤其要当求多得造就教会的恩赐。
But especially those gifts that edifies the church.
所以我在这里列了哥林多前书14章第一节、十二节跟二十六节。
So I list the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, 12,
26. 他说要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。这个先知讲道不是说预言的讲道哈。
It says desire spiritual gifts, particularly that you were desire the gift that you would be able to speak.
这里就像讲台的说造就人的话。
And this is the ability to speak words that edify.
不是 fortune teller 在讲将来要发生什么事情，不是那个啊。
It's not fortune telling. It's not the ability to speak of what's going to happen in the future.
十二节，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当求多得造就教会的恩赐。二十六节，你们聚会的时候或个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
Verse 12 and verse
26. 好，那在这里恩赐到你可不可以向神要？
And so, can we ask God for spiritual gifts?
我们可以向神求恩赐吗？
Can we ask the Lord for it?
当然可以。
Of course you can.
因为圣经上已经教导要求。
Right, because the scripture says desire it.
但是圣经上告诉我们在求的时候，第一件事情不是为你自己求。
But the scripture made it very clear, the foremost, you're not desiring it for yourself.
是为了教会而求。
But for the sake of the church that you're asking for.
为了让神能够使用我们来服侍神的儿女们而求。
That the Lord will use us to serve brothers and sisters, we're asking it for, with that purpose.
所以没有自己的动机。
And there is no selfish motivations.
没有自己的坚持。
And there is no assertion of ourselves.
而是为了神家，我们向神显明我们该有的恩赐。
But for God's house, that we ask the Lord reveal the gift that you've given us.
第二件事情，要求能够造就教会的恩赐。
Secondly, pay attention to those gifts that can edify the church.
你在这两件事情里面就比较放心，就安全的。
And if you can hold fast to these two things, then we can say that we're on safer ground.
所以，如果你自己都不在乎自己有没有恩赐。
But if you don't even care whether you have any spiritual gifts,
就其实也说明有时候我们也不在乎神家了。
And we actually reveals the fact that sometimes we don't care about God's house.
因为神给恩赐是要叫我们有效的来服侍主，来建造神的家。
Because God gives us these gifts that we may effectively serve the Lord and serve God's house.
然后你根本不 care， 表示神给你的礼物你连开都没开。
But if you don't even care about these gifts, it means that these gifts that God has given you, they are still unwrapped.
所以你要知道自己恩赐是什么，你需要先珍惜神给的东西。
And before you can know what your spiritual gift is, you need to treasure the things that God has given you.
带着渴慕，带着喜乐来认识神给我们的恩赐。
With a joy and the delight to know the gifts that God has given us.
所以第二个点我就讲到要看重神所给的恩赐。
And secondly, we said that you need to esteem the spiritual gifts that God has given us, value them.
你不仅仅需要知道自己一定有，而且已经有。
And not only do you know that it was given to you, but you have already received it.
刚才以弗所书第四章第七节我说过了，他我们个人蒙恩都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Chapter 4 of verse 7 of Ephesians it says that by grace it was given to us according to the measure of the gift of Christ's gift.
他是给 each one of us.
Again, for each one of us.
他是给每一个人的。
Every single one of us.
所以我才说问你们说有没有恩赐。应该每一个人都说有。
And that's why when I ask the question, do you have spiritual gifts? Everyone should say yes.
虽然你还可能还不知道它是什么。
And perhaps you don't know what that gift is yet.
但是已经有了。
But this verse says very clearly that it was already given to us.
因为彼得前书第四章第十节，我们上个礼拜的背诵经文。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
中文说个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
And, The scripture says that according to the gifts that we receive, we need to serve one another.
但是英文圣经是说 as each one has received a gift.
And in the English version, it makes it very clear, each one have already received.
那是神已经给了。
And it says that you have already received it.
那个经文彼得前书第四章第十节打一下，有打吗？
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
就是讲到 as each One has received, 就是这个完成式来表达的。
And verse 10 says, as each one has received a gift, is something that's already been perfected.
所以不仅仅每一个人都有。
And not only everyone has a gift,
而且已经有了。
But you already received it.
好，所以接下来。
And then so when we continue,
那我们怎么知道自己得到的是什么呢？
How do we discover what we have received.
第一节在这里接着讲。
And then we continue on.
借着生命的成长，它会显明出来。
By the maturing of this life, it will become more apparent.
我想我有一个很简单的例子啊。
And I'll give a very simple example.
一个小 baby 生下来。
When a little baby is born.
假装他能讲话的话。
Let's say that that baby can speak.
他能够知道你在问什么的话。
Let's say he knows what you're asking.
你如果问他他的脚是干什么的。
If you ask him, what are your feet for?
他一定讲不出来。
And he wouldn't know. He wouldn't give an answer. Because he doesn't know.
哎，我有点不好意思啊。正好我两个这个儿子刚刚正好出去，他们两个很小的时候啊。
And, sorry to my sons that I've used them as an example again, but when they were young.
你趁他们不在，我讲一下他们的例子。他们很小的时候。
When they were very, very young.
啊，有一次我问他们说鼻子是干嘛的。
And I asked them, what's the nose for?
啊，那我小儿子一天到晚流鼻血哈，所以他说是流鼻血用的。
And Aaron had a bloody nose all the time. He says, for the sake of my nose can bleed.
啊，那我的大儿子常常抠鼻屎，所以他说是抠鼻屎用的。
And David always picks his nose, and he says, for the sake of picking my nose.
这些们是大概才两岁、四岁，都是很小的孩子。
They're about 2 to 4 years old, so they were very, very young.
所以他们认为鼻子是为了那个。
So they thought the nose was for that purpose.
所以你问一个小 baby 脚是干嘛的
？So if you ask a little baby, what are your feet for?
他讲不出来。
He wouldn't know how to.
因为他还没成长。
Because he's still growing.
等到他慢慢成长的时候
，When he's matured,
有一天发现脚可以拿来爬，在地上爬。
One day he discovered that he can actually crawl with those things.
有一天发现他可以走。
And then all of a sudden he discovered he can stand on
them. 有一天发现他可以跑。
And then one day he discovered he can run with it.
有一天发现他可以踢球。
And then all of a sudden he discovered I can kick with it.
他可以跆拳道。
And then I can do taekwondo.
他所有的功用都出来了。
All his functionality becomes to appear.
随着生命的成长，随着生命的操练，他成长了。
And by the maturing of life, by the exercise of this life, it becomes more apparent what it is for.
这个操练是建筑在生命上。
And this exercise is built upon the foundation of life.
不是像我刚才讲的先知的预言是像骑脚踏车那样学出来的，不一样。
It's not like speaking prophecy, as the example we've given, that you can learn it as you're riding the bike.
那个是你没有，你自己勉强去学出来的。
It's something that you don't have, and you're forcefully trying to get it.
这个是神给的。
But the gifts of the ability to walk, something that the Lord has given the baby.
你借着成长，它被显出来的。
And through the baby maturing, it becomes very apparent.
你借着操练，它老练了。
And by the process of use, it becomes more useful.
第四个。
Fourthly,
借着圣灵的显明和印证。
Through the revealing and the confirmation of the Holy Spirit.
当你真正在用神给你的恩赐的时候。
When you're really using this gift that God has given you.
你会经历到圣灵特别的工作和祝福在你的身上。
You'll discover that the Holy Spirit particularly bless and anoints it.
当你真正在用自己的恩赐的时候。
And when you're really using that gift.
你里面有一个说不出来的踏实。
And there's a certainty that is within.
好像你找到 the right spot 一样。
As if you know that you found the right spot.
虽然可能你刚开始不成熟。
Perhaps at the very beginning you're still wobbling.
可是当你每次服侍那件事的时候，里面有一个说不出来的负担，有一个 passion 在你的里面。
But every time you serve and using that gift, there's a passion that's unspeakable words within you.
你知道那是圣灵在我们里面印证我们。
And you know the Holy Spirit is identifying it with you.
他高油膏我们。
His anointing comes and anoints us.
还有圣灵帮助我们。
And the Holy Spirit comes along and helps us.
因为圣灵在显在个人身上都是叫人得益处的。
Because what the Holy Spirit has revealed in our lives for the benefit of those who may be blessed.
所以当我们 properly, 当我们合宜的来使用它的时候。
That when we use it properly.
我们正确带着正确的动机来使用它的时候。
When we use it with the right motives.
我们在圣灵的管理底下来使用它的时候。
And under the control of the Holy Spirit we use it.
我们在身体的和谐配搭里面来使用它的时候。
And the harmony of the body.Serving together,
你会发现这个东西出来，你自己就得生命，自己就得祝福。
You discover that when you use this gift, that you yourself is being blessed by it.
你会说不出来的。
You don't know how to express it or explain it.
哦，所以不要把那个恩赐的表达都放在讲台上或是 worship team.
Don't think that the expression of these gifts are only apparent as a speaker or as members of the worship team.
所以你看罗马书那里讲到有安慰人的，有劝化人的，有做事情治理事的。当你摆在对的位置，你就会说不出来。
The book of Romans tells us that there are gifts that are comforters, that there are those who are administrators, and when you are doing the right thing, you know it fits.
别人去做你的事就做不出来。
Someone else was doing the same task that you're trying to do, it doesn't fit.
别人去关怀去看望就是做不出带不出你带的做出来的果效。
And when someone else goes to do the visitation and the caring, it's just not as effective as the way you would do it.
当你去关怀别人的时候让人遇见耶稣让人碰到爱。
And when you go care on someone, that person all of a sudden they met Jesus, they know the love of God.
所以圣灵会印证然后在身体里面你就去用它得到肢体的印证。
Yes, the Holy Spirit will confirm it, and when you use it it within the body of the Lord, the body will confirm it.
当不是手在那里要做手的事情的时候
And when a member is not the function of a hand, is trying to do the things of a hand,
你就发现全身不舒服
You'll discover all of a sudden the entire body is not comfortable.
我上次举的例子明明是手要到后面去抓痒的
I gave you a very clear example. It's very clear that the hand would be able to scratch the back.
你就试试看用你的脚去抓痒看看
You go and try to scratch your back with your foot.
不仅仅你抓不到
Not only can you not get the spot
就算你练过芭蕾舞你真是弯过去了抓到了
and even if you're able to stretch your body the ability where you can reach that spot
你不舒服全身也不舒服
You're not comfortable and the rest of your body is not comfortable
你顶到墙上磨来磨去也可以了但是就是不舒服
And you can rub your back against the wall and maybe it'll help but you're still uncomfortable
所以身体会给我们最好的印证
So yes, the body will testify
你不是做出口的硬要站在台上讲道
If you're not someone who's supposed to speak and you say, I have to stand up there and speak,
你就发现那种低头族就是一个最好的印证。
And you discover everybody's heads will be bowed.
大家都低下，很好 very good. 大家头都低下去了。
Everybody would be just not listening to you.
哦，就魂游向外了。
And their spirit will wander.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主的面前把自己放在身体里面。
And we need to put ourselves in the context of the body.
让身体也来显明，也来印证。
And so we let the body reveal it and confirm it.
那最后讲到怎么样子操练而且善用自己的恩赐
And lastly we want to talk about how do we exercise and properly use our spiritual
gifts 既然是在身体的里面我们要很谦卑的接受身体还有属灵前辈们的成全
So if it's in the body that it is being that we're exercising that we got to humbly receive the equipping of the body and of those who are in the leadership
身体真的会给你印证的
Yes, the body will show you
你一直觉得你有唱歌的恩赐
You feel that I have the gift of singing
可是你每次在诗班在 worship team 里面的时候这个你就很突出哈
But every time you're in the choir or you're in the worship team you are everyone can hear you
Yeah身体会显出来的。
The body will reveal it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里接受别人的成全。
And you need to be equipped by others.
这就是今年的主题：成全圣徒，各尽其职。
This is what is the topic for this year: equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
我们怎么样从恩赐的角度被成全
？And from the perspective of these spiritual gifts, how can we be edified?
也能够正确的从使用恩赐上来成全别人。
And from the proper usage of these gifts, that we may edify others.
第二个，要珍惜每一次服事的机会，要全力以赴。
And secondly, treasure every service opportunity and give it all you have.
不仅仅要不住的长进，而且要追求卓越啊，把它达到最好。
And not only to continually seek improvements and to grow, but to pursue excellence.
神非常在乎我们重视他所给的恩赐。
God do care about how much we value the gifts that He's given us.
也在乎我们在他面前忠心认真的来经营他。
And He cares about our faithfulness in administering those gifts.
所以五千两马上就去赚了五千两。
So those who had the 5,000 talent, they went out immediately. He earned more.
两千两马上就去用，赚了两千两回来。
Those who had the 2,000 talents, they went and he earned two more. 2,000 more.
主都夸奖他们。
And so the Lord praised them.
因为你们在这些不多的事上有忠心。
Because on these things, small things, you've been faithful.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Come and enjoy the joy of your master.
昨天在小组培训的时候我说过啊。
And so yesterday in the small group leadership training.
我们属灵的生命不是长进就是退步。
Our spiritual life, we're either growing or we're falling back.
我们不是在基督里长进，我们就是在旧造的里面我们堕落了。
Either we're growing in Christ or we're backslidden in the old creation.
所以保罗说，我们外体虽然一天毁坏一天，但是内心却一天新似一天。
And so Paul says that our body may be perishing, but our inward being is renewed day unto day.
外面退步，里面要进步啊。
The outward body may perish, but inwardly it needs to improve.
所以你看，我们前一阵子读了以弗所书第四章，那里一直讲长进、长进、长进，要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，要凡事长进，连于元首基督，然后目的是。要叫身体渐渐增长，都是讲到长长长长。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 to 16, we keep seeing the repeated words to grow, to grow, to grow.
所以我们一定要在恩赐上要不住的长进。
So in our spiritual gifts, we need to grow in that aspect as well.
所以我曾经跟你讲过一个很伟大的雕刻家，以前人家问他最得意的是哪一座，他都会是讲哪一座是他最得意的。
And there was a very famous sculptor.And when people ask him, what is the one work that you're most proud of, he would begin to describe such and such a work.
直到后来他更老练的时候，他就改的说 My next one, 我的下一座。
Until he became more seasoned and he will respond differently, he says, My next piece.
有人问你哪一次带试带的最好，你就应该说 My next one.
And if somebody asks you, what is the best time that you led, or the best worship that you've led, your response should be the next one.
你哪一次带查经带的最好 My next one.
When did you lead the Bible study the best? Your response should be My next one.
不是说你今天就不负责了哈，你等着看看我将来哈。
It's not to say that I'm not going to be responsible right now and for today, but just wait for tomorrow.
而且每一次都要全力以赴，我的下一次要比现在更好。
But every time I give it all I have, and the next time will be better than what I did today.
第三个就是顺从圣灵，以荣神益人为目的。
And thirdly, to obey and to rely on the Holy Spirit for the purpose of glorifying God and being beneficial to all other people.
弟兄姊妹，我再讲一两句话就结束了。
I'm going to conclude very quickly.
我还要说啊。
I'm going to say again.
神是乐意将各样的祝福赐给我们。
God so desired to give us all sorts of spiritual gifts.
很多的祝福是在你个人里面得不到的。
A lot of blessings cannot be obtained when you are by yourself.
只有在教会，在身体的里面才能得到的。
And those blessings come and they are apparent only in the context of the body.
我们蒙福的度量。
The capacity by which we may be blessed.
我们被神使用的度量。
The capacity by which we may be used.
不仅仅决定在于 leader 们的 quality， 他们的品质。
Yes, it is determined by the quality of the leadership.
也同样的决定在我们到底在主的面前。
But it's also determined by when we are before God.
我们是不是各站其位，各尽其职
？Are we all standing in the right place and doing the right thing?
是不是百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长
？Are the joints truly knitted together that we are supplying help and aid to each other that we may grow in Christ?
我们彼此都需要对方。
We all need one another.
要珍惜哈，一定要珍惜神给的恩赐。
We need a treasure the gifts that God has given.
要花功夫去发现，去知道自己的恩赐到底是什么。
With diligence, go discover and know what these gifts are.
然后要谦卑的在神家里面接受成全，接受别人的帮助。
And humbly in God's house, allow the equipping of others and the help of others.
然后让我们每一次用的时候，我们是全力以赴的，不断的追求进步。
That when we are exercising our gifts, that we use it with all of our strength and we do it with our very best.
然后我们都是为着要荣神益人。
And with one purpose, to glorify God, to bless all men.
叫神可以因你们得到荣耀。
That God through it may be glorified.
我们就把这段经文读一下好不好、
so、
彼得前书四章十到十一节个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家要按着神所赐的力量服侍叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀好我们再唱313首刚才我在会前想到这一首正好陈明也提到313首我们唱第一节跟最后一节
Hymn 313、We'll sing the very first and the last verse
我们希望把我们这一生交在神手中
We want to give our entire life into the hands of the Lord
我们天然的恩赐、天然的才干人生的经历都经过神的洁净跟我们的奉献都可以被神 用来祝福别人。
Our natural abilities and the things we have experienced in our lives can be cleansed by the Lord as a blessing to others.
主，我们早晨都一起站在你宝座面前。
Lord Jesus, this morning we all stand before your throne.
我们愿意把我们这一生都奉献在你的手中。
We're willing to give our entire life into your hands.
我们不仅仅将身体献上当作活祭。
Not only do we offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们愿意把我们这一生你所有在我们身上所预备我们的也都放在祭坛上。
But this entire life, all that you prepared, we will lay it on the altar.
你来洁净我们。
Come and cleanse us, Lord.
你让我们这一切天然的东西都经过死而复活
and all the things that is of our natural self would go through death and resurrection
把它奉献在你的手中
that they would be offered into your hand
当你使用的时候
and yes, O Lord, would you use them
你是那样子的自由
that you would be able to use it so freely
当你使用的时候
when you use it
人从我们的身上得着的就是你的自己
that man may receive yourself through us
看不到器皿本身
that they would not see the vessel itself
而是让我们享受里面的丰富
That they may enjoy the fullness within.
人能够从我们身上得着基督
That man may receive Christ through us.
哦，主啊，祝福你的教会。
Lord, bless your church.
兴起我们在座的每一个人。
Raise everyone who is here today.
不管年长的、年幼的。
Regardless of our age.
不管刚信主、信主多年的。
Regardless of the years that we have been saved.
不管我们的恩赐功用是明显的还是隐藏的。
Whether our gifts, the usage of them are apparent or they hidden.
主让我们百节各按各职。
And we pray that all the joints would be knitted together.
都照着各体的功用彼此相助。
That according to the function of each, that we would help and aid one another.
让你的家是一个健康丰富的家。
And that your house would be a healthy and a full,
我们谢谢你
house of fullness.
我们谢谢你。我们也向你求多得造就教会的恩赐
And we ask you of the gifts that would edify your church
把我们所欠缺的赐给你的教会
That which is lacking to us, O Lord, give it to us
让我们能够在各方面都丰富
That in every aspect that we may be rich
能够更自由的来侍奉你来荣耀你
That we may more freely be able to serve you and to glorify you
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name,
Amen, Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.